Good morning, Bill Rooney.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, you've got a big thing going on at the high school. Before we get into Jim Corbin's forecast, kind of briefly tell us about the Blue Pride Palooza.
November the 7th, which is a Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge, we're going to celebrate a night of Blue Pride. We're going to have our first annual gala, if you will. It's an auction, dinner, dance, raffle, and it's put on by a new organization at the high school called the Blue Pride Ambassadors Club, mm-hmm. or the BPAC. And we're really excited. It's going to give us an opportunity to raise a lot of community awareness of the wonderful things that go on at the high school. But we're also raising money for technology initiatives. Specifically, we're buying Google Chromebook carts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this event is going to be held at when and where?
It's going to be at the Elks Lodge Saturday, November 7th at 7 p.m.
Okay, we'll get you get all the details on that. A lot of things going on at the high school, even this weekend coming up. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the Blue Pride Palooza. But right now, we've got meteorologist Jim Corbin with a brief look at the forecast. Jim?
Dom, as always, this weather report is brought to you by Duffy Pool Funeral and Cremation Services, who have been serving the greater Attleboro community for over 75 years. Duffy Pool is family-owned and operated, and they're a proud member of the Attleboro community. At Duffy Pool, they assist families in life's most difficult times with caring and thoughtful guidance. They strive to lighten the burden. They're located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro, right off North Main Street there, and on the web at duffy-pool.com. And again, they have a nice video on their website and other information for that, so check them out if you have to. All right, we've got cloudy skies and patchy fog around the area. We're going to reach the low 70s. Yes, a warm afternoon. This will be the warmest day of the week in terms of the afternoon high temperatures. Winds will pick up out of the southwest, and late this afternoon, I'd say between around 4 and 8 o'clock, that's the window of opportunity of getting a shower, but it shouldn't be anything to worry about. Then tonight, we'll have decreasing clouds cooling off back into the mid to upper 40s, so you might want to keep the windows closed or close them if you go to sleep this evening, even though it'll be warm this afternoon. Then tomorrow, looks like mostly sunny skies, much cooler but delightful all day, low to mid 50s. Sunshine on Saturday, could get some frost again early Saturday morning, highs in the low 50s Saturday, but good news, a good dry evening for the football games going on in most areas on Friday evening. Sunday, a couple of showers, shouldn't be a big deal once again, and then it's back to cool, dry weather for Monday and Tuesday, so no big problems in the weather.
All right, Jim, sounds great. Good news there, and we'll talk to you back in 25 minutes.
Okay.
All right, we are here with Attleboro High School Principal Bill Rooney. Blue Pride Palooza. Now, as you said, this is going to be coming up on November the 7th at the Attleboro Lodge of Elks. What can people look forward to for this at that evening? They got a lot of things going on. You've got some auctions going on, too.
Right. We are going to have both silent auction items and live auction mm-hmm. items. And we also have a very special raffle. One of our parents, who also happens to be an employee at the school, got us a donation of a Boston Bruins jersey that is autographed by the entire team. And so we're going to have raffle tickets available for that that evening. But we also have, you know, your typical silent auction mm-hmm. items, different types of baskets that you can bid on, golf packages, things like that. And then we have a live auction as well. Several fantastic live auction items. We have weekend getaways in Newport. We have the opportunity to be mayor for a day. Mayor oh. Kevin Dumas has donated that package. And I'm also donating a dinner for eight, where I will come to your house and I will cook
Arthur Miller's classic play.
I'll cook a Southern barbecue meal for you and eight of your friends.
Any pulled pork in that?
Pulled pork.
There you go.
Sweet tea, apple pie. have everything. Have all the comforts of home, so mm-hmm. to speak. My home, anyway.
Yeah. It really does sound like a great event. People can go online, and you can get it at AHSBPAC, which stands for Attleboro High School
Blue Pride Ambassadors Club.
When I was looking at it, it's like, and I mentioned it the other day on the air, I said, like, Attleboro High School Blue Pride. I said, I got to find out what AC is. So then I look at it here, Blue Pride Ambassadors Club. And there you go. Yep. Building Blue Pride together. And I mentioned this to you 100 times in the past, and a lot of people also say this the same thing. I don't think there's too many people besides you who have more Blue Pride in this community than you.
Well, thank you. You're
very proud of this community. I mean, you know, you spent some time at Fian. You came over here at Attleboro. How many years ago now at Attleboro now?
I'm into my fourth year. Three and a half, yeah.
And, but, you know, you spent some time here at Attleboro. You've been here in the Attleboro area for a while now, but South Carolina is home, of course. But you do have a lot of Blue Pride, you know, and you see that on a day-to-day basis, not just the school. You're on the field at all the sporting events. And that's going to make you feel proud. But also, I've seen a lot of the students who really look up to you as well. I mean, they look to you as almost as a classmate, almost as a good friend. I mean, you've got a great student body there as well.
Oh, we do. I mean, you know, it's easy to show Blue Pride pride and passion for anything that that is near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. Dominic, I know you know this. I'm also a parent in the system, mm-hmm. as well. My daughter got a great education, graduated in the class of 2015. My son is getting a fabulous education at Brennan Middle School. Right. He's had great teachers there since he arrived in fifth grade. And again, it's something that's very easy to be passionate about. I absolutely love my students. I have a fabulous staff, and trying to change the culture of what a principal's relationship, mm-hmm. is, maybe with the student body, going back to the old days where if you got called to the principal's office, you hear that music in the background, yeah. dun, 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 dun. But no, it's we try to accentuate as much positive as possible.
Yeah, also the school has been doing a lot of other great things as well. I mean, every time I put on Channel 15, I see you at the assemblies or what have you. And a lot of the kids that I know there, in past as you've been there and even in now, they look at you, like I said, as almost their best friend, because you really come off like that all the time. You're not like a typical, like you said, dun, 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 at this. You come off as their friend. You don't want them to be intimidated by a principal. And the other thing is, the other important thing is, it's the way that Ken Sheehan comes across as well. Ken Sheehan is like a very approachable, like you, and everybody at that school is very approachable. And I think that's, comes from the top and all the way down to all of the people at the school.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Sheehan's been, a great addition to the community, and we're very excited about Mr. Sawyer taking over for him. And Mr. Sawyer is a great advocate for the high school. He
another approachable guy.
Exactly. He cut his teeth at the high school as a young teacher, became a department head, then assistant principal and assistant superintendent, and as the superintendent-elect. So, the future is very bright. I think one of the important things about high school is teaching these young people about building relationships. Mm-hmm. And they are young adults, and we try to treat them like young adults, and therefore they start building relationships with adults. And that's how I try to live my life from the standpoint of being their principal.
Right, exactly. All right, we've got Gina Brown standing by once again with our next check on the traffic and see how things are going on this Thursday morning. Gina?
Well, we're still wrapping up a crash over on 95 northbound in Attleboro. So we still have pockets of slow traffic from Newport Avenue up to 295 back on the brakes by Mechanic Street. So plenty of heaviness. As far as MBTA goes, Route 79, 1945, and 136, all experiencing minor delays due to traffic already. So also, 24 northbound, back up in Brockton, full and overflowing on the expressway. 495 southbound in Milford, we have a motor vehicle accident, but the northbound side looks good, so that's a bit of good news. North Main is pretty heavy. County and Thatcher Park and Pleasant South Main really starting to pick up. 95 south of the downtown is busy. 295 looks great, though. And our next report will be coming up. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. 7:19 now on this Thursday morning. Bill Rooney, principal of Attleboro High School, is here to talk about the Blue Pride Palooza and other things that are going on after school this year. As you said, the Blue Pride Palooza, people can get tickets now. Tickets will be they're on sale now.
Yep.
You can get them onto the website. You can go to your office to get tickets as well.
Absolutely.
At that evening, you're also going to be doing a very special award for that evening as well.
Yes, the Blue Pride Ambassadors Club is all about service, and you know, it's an organization. It's patterned after a PTO, but it's you know, obviously the P in PTO stands for parents, mm-hmm. and you know, we wanted to extend it beyond just our parents. You know, we have a lot of very supportive families whose children will come to the high school eventually. We have a fabulous alumni base that still lives here in Attleboro, and we have great community members who, you know, may not have been members of the high school community at some point, but still are very concerned about the growth of Attleboro and Attleboro High School. So the Blue Pride Ambassadors Club is all about ambassadors for Attleboro High School. And so because service is such an important part of the mission of the BPAC, we wanted to recognize at the Palooza an individual or an organization that has set the tone for service in our community. And so we're going to present the first Blue Pride Spirit of Community Award. There's going to be a beautiful plaque that's going to be installed in the principal's lobby, or for those of us that have been around for a while, the pit. Mm-hmm. And so each year the new recipient will have, you know, their bronze plate added to that plaque. And I'm very proud to announce that the first recipient of the Blue Pride Spirit of Community Award is going to be the Alumni Association mm-hmm. for Attleboro High School. They set the tone and set a great example and model service for our young people at the high school, whether it's the community leaf rake or whether it's helping to coordinate reunions, giving funds back to the high school for various initiatives. The Attleboro High School Alumni Association is a very deserving recipient of this award.
You know, in the past, you talk about the Alumni Association. You've got a lot of great people. One of them, as many of them, is Tony Viveros. You've got was it Nancy Lamalfa also on that?
Nancy's my president for the right. Ambassadors Club. Mm-hmm. Mary Beth Oliver and Tammy Payette. They have a great organization with the Alumni Association.
Yeah, and it's amazing how that they have a lot of Blue Pride as well. You see, you know, I talked to Tony Viveros on an off basis, and just he looks forward to the alumni gatherings. You know, at the museum every single year. My wife being a graduate of Attleboro High School as well. You know, never usually misses those as well. But, you know, and I tell you, as you said, Blue Pride is huge in here. And you see that at the games as well. You see that at all events, whether it now high school's been very busy. You had a young lady who recently got the DAR award recently. Yeah. Talk a little bit about Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah Nassa is she's a fabulous young lady. She's a senior, and she received a Daughters of the American Revolution award for patriotism, service to community, reliability, dependability, and she certainly exemplifies mm-hmm. that. She was nominated by our teaching staff, and she was selected by her senior class. So to be selected by your peers mm. for an award that is that prestigious certainly reflects on her character. She was, you know, she was an elected official at Girl State this summer. She does have political aspirations. She is also a member of Congressman Kennedy's youth cabinet, and she is she's going to go places. She really is.
Yeah, I saw her on the Attleboro update yesterday. That's why I figured, I'm like, oh, I know, you know, a very very attractive young lady, and I think she, as you said, she's going to go. She is definitely going to go far. Also, the other thing, since the school started, you know, just about a month or so ago, how's this 2015-16 year going so far?
We're off to a great start. You know, there is no school year that starts off without a few yeah. bumps in the road, but it's, you know, it's the start of my fourth year, and, you know, again, got a very passionate staff. They're very excited to come back to school, believe it or not. And the students, that you know, they know we have high expectations for not only for their academic excellence in the classroom, but for how they behave and, you know, how they treat one another. And so everything just kind of seems to fall into place. I, you know, we've got, you know, success on the athletic fields. I was in the auditorium yesterday, and the you know, the fall production for Shakespeare is underway, and you know, this Friday night we've got middle school marching band night, and we're gonna have, yeah, you know, 90 musicians out on the field performing. So again, there are so many fabulous things that are going on at the high school.
Yeah, you know, I've been in contact with Jonathan Higgins from the Music Parents Association. He and Dave Clark, and at all home games, I know that because at one of the events that I met John recently was at the car wash they had at Papageno's.
Yep.
And I was one of the first people that he had being there, because we were promoting it. And I said, John, I says, anytime that you have anything to do with the students and stuff like that, you just let me know. And he emails me almost every other week. Great individual, and did a great job on my vehicle. And my wife went home and she got her car. It's another great thing as well. But John was telling me a couple of weeks ago, we have it here in our studio. You've got the calendars for the 2016 Blue Pride calendar is available at the home games as well.
Yeah, we're very proud of the calendar. You know, I have to give Jonathan and all the parents associated with the Music Parents Association, which we refer to as AMPA, for their leadership on this project. Coralyn Grube, who is our our band director, has really revitalized the band over the course of the last 4 years. And, you know, they sound fabulous. Mm-hmm. Their halftime show is Back to the Future, which is very fitting.
Exactly.
Considering yesterday was the actual Back to the Future date. And the calendar features, action photos from the football team, from our champion cheerleading squad, and also from our marching band. And those calendars are available at all home games for $20. And they'll also be available for at the fall productions, whether it be for our theater program or for our music program.
Yeah, you got to be proud of that scene. I mean, being from a music background myself, being in my high school in Providence back in the mid-70s, I was telling that to Jonathan. I says, you know, and I always have it in my heart to come and listen to the band and watch the marching band at the games as well.
Yeah, I don't leave at halftime. I stay and I watch them and our cheerleaders as well.
Yeah, and as you said, award-winning cheerleaders too, because it's not anything like without a marching band. When I was in school, it was an honor guard and the cheerleaders. You know, I went to an all-boys school in Providence, LaSalle, and we basically had a Catholic school, St. Mary's school, who lent us a bunch of the cheerleaders from their school, and they, you know, we went all over the area, parades and stuff like that. The Ambassadors Club is very important as well. The Ambassadors Club started a while back, and you're very proud of that too.
Absolutely. I think the important thing about the Ambassadors Club is that it ties in with the new mission and vision of the Attleboro Public Schools and the new strategic plan about community engagement, because, you know, a school system is only going to be as strong as the support of its community. We're blessed to have the support of our school committee, Mayor Dumas, the entire city council. It's a fabulous relationship that, it highlights the importance of our young people. And so the Blue Pride Ambassadors Club has gotten together to rally a lot of that community support and momentum and channel it towards various fundraising opportunities like the Palooza, or strengthening some of the volunteer opportunities. For instance, we help publicize the Alumni Association's community leaf rake. We help publicize the fact that we might need volunteers to sell concessions at the football games. It's just different ways for us to harness that support.
And speaking a little bit about that, the leaf rake is going to be coming up a week after the Palooza as well.
Right, November 14th.
Mm-hmm. We know that. Kind of briefly mention what that all about. If people don't know what that is that.
There's a lot of information on the Alumni Association's Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is they are the Real Attleboro High School mm-hmm. Alumni Association. Make sure you put in the word "real," and or you can go to the district website, which is attleboroschools.com. And on the drop down, you can select Attleboro High School. And then on one of the tabs on the right for community, we have the Alumni Association has their website as well. The community leaf rake is something that's been going on for a few years. Mm-hmm. And obviously there are, you know, there are older families in Attleboro that have a difficult time, you know, with simple simple tasks around the house, and raking leaves this time of year is certainly one of those difficult tasks for some people who, you know, may have some health issues or just may be older. Mm-hmm. And so the Alumni Association uses a lot of their people power through the many alums that live in the Attleboro area. But they also have support from our sports teams and our clubs. Matt Bosch's baseball program comes out every year, and they go out and rake leaves. Lindsay McDonald's volleyball program participated in it last year. Our Leo Club, which is a service organization associated with the South Attleboro Lions, is very active as well. So there's a lot of goodwill that, you know, exists with the community leaf rake.
Yeah, the and all that, you know, you can find that very simply on those websites as well. Going back to the Palooza, who came up with that nice name? When I saw it on AACS a couple of days ago, and I saw it, you know, different things. I'm actually looking at it right now. When I'm looking at Palooza, the way it's put up there, it looks like the old bazooka gum.
It does look a little bit like that.
Only, you know, it's got those wide letters.
Yeah.
When the first I said that to Jim Jones yesterday, I says, it kind of looks like the old bubblegum Balooza or bubblegum things back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, we... you're dating yourself there.
I know.
We wanted something that ties in with celebration,
yeah.
Something that conveys the excitement and the passion that we have for Attleboro High School. Mm-hmm. And we base everything off of Blue Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we started as a committee, we started throwing around names that you would either go with blue or go with pride, and would also, designate some celebration. The team came up with the term Palooza.
Now, when you go to that website, there's a tab up there. It says upcoming events, and it basically goes to it. There's only one thing right now on there. Will there be upcoming events, you know, as the committee starts thinking about other things that are coming up?
Yes. The committee is going to help coordinate a staff appreciation luncheon in May. Every May is teacher appreciation week. And so during Teacher Appreciation Week, the BPAC will conduct a staff appreciation luncheon. And there are other events as well. There's an after graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
That is hosted at the YMCA on Pleasant Street.
Right.
It's an opportunity for our new graduates to celebrate in a safe environment. So we have a lock-in. And we've had a lot of parents who have been very instrumental in organizing that in the past. And in order to strengthen that, the BPAC is lending assistance to that as well.
Also, on that other tab, just looking at it now, we're under the tab Get Involved, which is the second tab there. You have the community and alumni. You've got some of the members there of the Alumni Association. But you can volunteer. People from the public can, you know, all they have to do is put their name, email, and a message and see, and then they'll get back to you. They'll get back to those people as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative to one of our past parents, Jim Toomey,
mm-hmm.
who is still very active with the Gridiron Club. Jim he's a web genius, and
mm-hmm.
He put together the entire BPAC website for us. And as you mentioned, there's a very simple form. If you want to get involved, you put in your name, you put in your email address, you submit the form, and then you go right into our BPAC database. You know, we spoke about the Palooza. If you're on the front page, there's a button right on the front page to be able to purchase your tickets.
Right.
We've gone through a firm that has a secure portal for credit cards called Greater Giving. And if you go to that tab, you can buy your tickets from the comforts of home using your credit card. and then we can you can have them mailed to you, or you can pick them up at the night of the Palooza. But as you mentioned earlier, tickets are also available at my office between 7:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and we also sell them at the home football games. And this Friday night, we have our final regular season home football game. I'm confident that the team is going to make the playoffs, and maybe we sneak in one more home game, but there'll be members of the BPAC there selling tickets at Friday night's home football game as well.
Yeah, and if you, as you said, if we go on that that website, ahsbpac.com, it tells you that whole thing. Welcome to the Blue Pride Palooza homepage, and it basically tells you what you mentioned earlier. You will serve and fix up a great Southern style meal there. The summer barbecue feast, vacation trips, golf outings, great Patriots and Bruins opportunities for that event as well. And speaking of tomorrow night, you've got to be very, very proud of finally the concession stand is opened.
It is.
At tomorrow night's Attleboro Franklin game.
Absolutely. You know, when you think to when you look at it from the standpoint that this started back in July of 2014 and really extended through almost every single Saturday, with the exception of, you know, a string of Saturdays during the summer months. During the winter months. You know, all of this construction for essentially what equates to about $1 million facility has taken place in about 62 Saturdays. And, you know, if you just put that in the course chronologically, you know, within 2 months, we have been able to construct this beautiful facility, which really is the kind of the crown jewel of the new stadium complex at Tozier Cassidy Field and Steve Newman Track. We're very grateful to all the volunteers. Barry Lacasse has been the construction czar, but you know, he's been the project manager. He coordinates everything. He's there. He picks up the donuts and the coffee at 6:30 in the morning. He's there mixing mortar. He's the last one to lock up. But other volunteers like Jack Jacoby, Eddie Parica, Mike Tyler, who's on the school committee. There have just been
Bert Buckley doing some of the egg breakfast in the morning.
Bert is he's a fabulous cook. Well, I think Stacy is the real cook.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Bert comes out there and does what Stacy tells him to do. And again, and you know, we talk about setting an example for our students, and that you can't help but realize that our students have seen this fabulous community effort as an example that they need to give back to the community as well. So I'm very proud of Mark Hull's athletic department and how his sports teams have come out. Each sports team has taken a Saturday. Some have taken more than one Saturday. The marching band has taken a Saturday. The Leo Club, the National Honor Society, you know, they come out at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. They stay till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, so there are a lot of people that own a piece of history with that new concession stand project.
And now this season, now with the field, this is on its second lap and a second year now that you had the home turf. Now we remember when I was playing the music up in the press box there.
We're actually into season three.
Season three now. Yeah. And you know, you look at that. You know, I know,
and you wouldn't know it because it still looks beautiful.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know, and I. A lot of people commented on how the stadium looked, even as they got into it last July, this July at the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, the first time that I, you know, different people say, remembered me, you know, who saw me and said, oh my God, I haven't been back to this, you know, this area, you know, in a while. You know, I graduated 20, 30 years ago, or 10 years ago. And what a difference. One gentleman who was standing next to me and sitting next to me says, this looks like, you know, a college stadium. I mean, it really almost kind of reminds them of Gillette Stadium, because it really, I said, well, yeah, okay, Gillette Stadium, but it is. It's a fabulous stadium, and the turf looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's the Gillette Stadium of the Hockomock League.
Exactly,
I can tell you
that.
It's something that we're very proud of, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned the fireworks. I really applaud the city for the commitment that they have to the high school, and I think it was very insightful to move the fireworks to the high school. We want the high school to be the flagship. We want the high school to be the hub of the community. And because there are so many wonderful things that are going on and so many wonderful things that have happened for so many years that we do want people to come back and have the opportunity to see the beautiful facility, but also to interact with our kids. Our students are they're wonderful young people, and they're very bright, they're very engaging, personable, and that's what makes me very proud.
Yeah, you should be. You've got a great staff and everything else going on as well.
The concession dedication, as you mentioned, will be Friday night, and we've tried through various means to get the word out to all the volunteers. We are asking people to RSVP by today, if at all possible. My email address is brunney@attleboroschools.com. It's B-R-U-N-E-Y. We'll have a will call table that the volunteers can just go right up. It's right by the baseball backstop, and your name will be there. You pick up your tickets, you go right in, and then we are going to have a dedication ceremony and ribbon cutting prior to kickoff.
And that'll be what, about 6, 6:30 thereabouts?
Around 6:30, 6:45. Mm-hmm. We also have senior night activities. So when you have senior night, you have not only the senior football players, but the senior cheerleaders and the senior members of the marching band and their families are going to be acknowledged. So, between 6:30 and kickoff, which is, scheduled for 7 o'clock, it might end up being a little bit later this Friday just because of all the festivities that we have. But the dedication and the ribbon cutting will be between 6:30 and 7.
And I know you have to get back to the school in just a few moments. School, it's a work day for you. I'd love to have you stay here all day, that's for sure. But
it's not work. I just consider myself going to school.
It's fun. It really is. Yep. It's like you're a big kid anyways. You look like you're a senior anyways. I mean,
thank you.
Basically, last point, Bill, tell us once again about how people can get involved about the Blue Pride Palooza.
Again, the Blue Pride Palooza is going to be a great event. It's a sit-down meal. We're going to have a great meal from Young's Catering. And we're going to have, dinner, dancing, cocktails, the whole thing, as well as great raffle items. The autographed Boston Bruins jersey is the one that we're really excited about. And silent and live auction items. If you go to www.ahsbpac.com, that's Attleboro High School Blue Pride Ambassadors Club, then there's a link right there. You can click on purchase your tickets. You can go to a secure site to purchase with your credit card, or you can come by the high school anytime between 7:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. to purchase your tickets. And again, this is an event that is for our entire Attleboro community, alumni, community members, future parents, current parents and staff members. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it really should. That's for sure. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for coming in. This door is always open for you. You know that.
Thank you, Don.
Hopefully that evening goes well. And good luck tomorrow night at the high school. Go Blue Pride. And I know Mike Strachan has been doing a tremendous job. And hopefully another win for Thanksgiving morning as well.
Let's hope so. We're just focused on, as Coach Belichick would say, we're on to Franklin.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Franklin's tomorrow night. We need to get that win. To move ourselves up into the playoff seating a little bit, maybe get out of that Zavarian bracket in the first round.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about the all the things that go on at Attleboro High School.
You got it. All right. Good luck, Bill, and have a good day out there as well.
Thank you very much,
Dominic. Bill Rooney, Attleboro High School principal.